What's going on, guys? Welcome to Debater Fans. I am your host, AJ.
I am DJ.
And I am JJ.
What's up with the dialogue, man? Did you forget your name?
No, I was very confused. Usually, we get like a cue to start, like a little clap or something to synchronize the sound. So I was just confused how we just started the podcast without that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Caught you off guard. You said you're prepared.
The host seems kind of rushed.
The one time I'm late, I get attacked. But the one, but DJ,
brother,
yes,
you've been late several times. I never complained.
I have fixed my behavior.
Excuse me, guy, but
and I give a preemptive warning when I'm be late. I did not see any preemptive warning. I was lost. I was like a cattle without the shepherd. I was lost.
15
and then you find your way.
Yes. Okay. So what are the topics?
We're going to talk about football. Anything. So we're going to talk about the reaction of Matt Ryan going to the Colts. Right? The Deshaun Watson trade. The Devontae Adams trade. The Khalil Mack trade. The Robert Woods trade. And Baker.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah. So let's start with the most. We'll start Baker. With the most recent. We'll just work our way down. So Matt Ryan gets traded to Indianapolis Colts.
I actually really like this trade.
I do like this. He's only 38.
I know. Really? I like this trade because I think Matt Ryan is actually a good quarterback. I think he just got a lot of shade because of what happened during the Super Bowl. But prior to that, and even up to that, Matt Ryan has been, you know, giving good numbers, and I think, I don't know if it's like his late half performance or his team's performance, but yeah, it does get subpar. But other than that, Matt Ryan, I feel, is a good solid choice for the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, he's a former league MVP.
Yeah,
I think he's also like offensive player of the year also. So Matt Ryan was traded for a third-round pick. I mean, the reason I really like this trade, and someone actually pointed it out, Frank Wright, the coach, when he was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles, when he won a Super Bowl, yes, he had Carson Wentz before he got hurt. But Nick Foles was Nick Foles, a pocket passer, a step-back thrower. Yep. When Frank Wright became the head coach, who did he get? Phillip Rivers. And he went to the playoffs. He got beaten by either the Ravens or Titans, but pocket passer, he did really well. And towards the end of Phillip Rivers' career, Matt Ryan's still younger than Phillip Rivers, and I think he's a slightly more mobile. Slightly. He can like a Jared Goff play action, you know, just scramble out and just flick it to the running back, flick it to Jonathan Taylor. But let me finish. So when he had Carson Wentz, boo-boo, right? So he's getting back like old school fashion, drop back, throw it to Jonathan Taylor, to Pittman Jr. And you know, since the Titans released Julio Jones, guess who's recruiting? Darius Leonard's recruiting, you know, Julio, like, hey man,
okay,
Matty Ice is over here. We have the largest cap space for free agents.
Yeah, I actually like that. Because
right, so does this trade make them instant contenders?
Because Julio Jones he has a record and a good track record with Matt Ryan.
I think they played together for 10+ years, right? Bless you. Oh Lord, JJ, get the lights off! I just saw a mist come out of this man's face.
I'm sorry. I don't know, I'm good at covering, but.
And you criticize me that I use my hand.
No, because I had to lift this up.
Okay, but you just spraying.
You might as well just use your hand. How you criticize?
Did you want me to just spray all over the mic?
Over the weekend, you criticized me that you should use your elbow because it is the most ethical and cleanest way.
Cleansy. Yes, and I tried.
But
you see, I'm about to sneeze. I'm like, lift this up, and I was like, late.
Okay, you lift it up with your right hand. What does your is your left?
My left hand
is your left hand broken?
Hey man,
you having a little fun down there, man? What's up? What's up?
My left hand does not work for anything. Maybe it's just holding cups and that's it.
It's a dud. It's a dud.
Good thing you don't play PC because you just be just like moving with your mouse and just waiting for players to cross.
Yes, now it's a dud.
But yeah. So does this make them contenders? Because The Colts are in the AFC South
with the Titans. I'm bad with that, so I don't
Titans,
know.
Texans, and the Titans, Texans, and Colts, and Jaguars.
Are you sure?
That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Sounds about right, but I still want
AFC to be South. Sure. Yes.
Yes, and
so they're most likely going to win their division, right? They're going to win division because, you know, Trevor.
What do you mean? Tennessee Titans? They're the powerhouse.
Technically speaking.
Depends what happens, you know, with that Ryan Tannehill situation.
Hey, they got Robert Woods.
Oh, did they? But is Robert Woods an upgrade from Julio Jones?
Oh, yes, because Julio was injured.
Was Robert
He Woods wasn't injured.
Yes, he was.
As much as Robert Woods was.
Robert Woods tore his ACL. Julio Jones is fighting like soft tissue, which is hamstring.
He's come on and off, mm-hmm. on and off. And when he's on, he doesn't produce as much.
If you're going to get injured, go hard.
Just do it once and be done.
Yes.
Robert Woods basically forced his team to go out for OBJ. And even when Robert...
No.
Okay,
no,
my bad.
No. Take that back.
He got injured after, a week after, the week of.
OBJ got to LA and signed.
Because they knew that Robert Woods had weak knees, man.
Someone said someone threw a meme Marvel's Infinity War. I think it was like a soul for a soul when they were trying to get the soul stone. Yeah. Like without
a soul,
like the for NFL soul. Got like vision, yeah. soul for a soul. You got OBJ? Well, we're taking Robert Woods.
And even when Robert Woods was playing in the Rams system, was he good?
Oof.
When he was playing this last year.
1A and 1B. That's how dynamic, but
Robert Woods was not doing anything.
Maybe not this season, but
that's exactly what I'm saying. This season, prior to his injury, and last season, before you guys got who you got,
you know how I
with
know,
Jared Goff, he
no,
was good.
No, you know how I know I thought Robert was doing good because I drafted him in the other league. I drafted Robert over Cooper.
I drafted Robert too. He did absolutely garbage. Yes.
I'm not sure.
Cooper Kupp was hands down the number one receiver. Robert Woods never broke 100 yards in a game. Maybe one game.
But he's not a stats guy.
Then what does he do?
He's more like in a slot position.
Yes.
Tyler Higbee? That's Tyler Higbee.
No, slot receiver. Like your Renfro. He was our Renfro.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
When it was third and short or when it was like a key play, you guys went to Tyler Higbee.
Tight end, of course. You don't go for your tight end?
Yeah, so how are you saying that he was crucial to your offense? Robert Woods was almost non-existent to your offense.
Mm-hmm. Two-headed monster.
No.
Yes.
Robert Woods
Ram did speak.
As much damage as barely above Van Jefferson.
Oh!
And then, those are two big words.
No, he's a better player, no doubt. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying contributed to the team just slightly better than Van Jefferson. That's saying a lot.
No.
Robert Woods was low targeted each game. And then OBJ
that's
came.
That's not true.
Yes, it was.
It's not.
Yes, it was.
Pull up the stats.
Robert Woods had low targets. He had one game where he just went off.
Low target.
But once OBJ joined the team.
Now I remember. You know why? It's because the low targets and everything.
He started complaining about it.
Not complaining about it, but like they started noticing the lack of targets because Jackson was there.
Yes.
Higbee was getting some. Cooper Kupp was just balling out with Matt.
Yeah, it was Cooper Kupp.
And then it was, I think, the Seattle Seahawks where, like, he went bananas. 4 touchdowns, 200-plus yards receiving, and, like, tomato. After rumors started speculating that Robert was getting
So upset. After Robert was getting upset, okay, he had that blew up game.
I'll give you
because
that.
He was getting low targets. I was watching the games with you guys.
Would you say that Robert's better than Van?
Most definitely, 100%.
Okay.
I'm just saying that. Robert Woods was underused. He came off an injury.
So sticking with the wide receivers.
I don't think he's as better than Julio Jones.
Okay, so since we're sticking with the AFC South because it is in the division, the trade from Robert Woods to the Tennessee Titans, does that make the Titans the favorite or does Matt Ryan to the Colts make them the favorite to win the division?
If Matt Ryan gets Julio Jones, he's the favorite no matter what.
Yes.
Without Julio Jones, I still think Tennessee Titans getting Robert Woods, basically they're either the same or slightly better. I don't know. Because like if you're saying Robert Woods is the slot receiver and he can get open quick or be able to do the play action for Ryan Tannehill, then sure, I think he's an upgrade.
Well, guess who slid into Julio's DM?
Matt Ryan?
GOAT. The GOAT, supposedly.
Man, that's BS. I don't want him to go with Tom Brady, but yes, he would go with Tom Brady.
So this
Julio Jones is a major upgrade to Antonio Brown.
So this article from USA Today.
Yes, very much so.
Let's see. What does that say? RollTideWire.USA.com said the top five most probable locations for Julio Jones. Number one is New England Patriots.
No.
They have a history of, like, picking up veterans who are, like, kind of washed.
No, they got, yeah, like, or they have Randy a history Moss. Of getting people that had a good year the previous year, but they're kind of old. Nelson Aguilar. He had a blow up year. He had a blow up year, and then they got him, and it didn't work out as much as they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Julio Jones with a good, accurate quarterback like Matt Jones is nice.
Number two, the Packers.
I like that better.
I think this is the best one. This is the ultimate situation for him.
Number three, the Chargers. Now, I don't see why. Sure.
No, they already have Keenan Allen. Mike Williams is the same as Julio Jones.
Yeah, they're
interchangeable.
Mike, they have Mike. They have Keenan. They have Austin Jalen Eckler. Gettin.
And even Austin Eckler is a dual threat.
I mean, adding a veteran wide receiver like.
Doesn't hurt,
exactly.
But I think they wasted too much money on acquiring their defensive and all that, so I don't think they have the cap space.
I see. The cap is fake now. the cap is fake. Number four, the Vikings.
That's not a bad team.
No, I don't like that.
I mean, they have Adam Thielen, they have Justin Jefferson.
That's already that's the deadliest duo in the league. Thielen's
injury prone.
That's the deadliest duo in the league.
Better than what? Cooper and yes, Robert.
100%.
Better than Cooper Kupp and OBJ.
I'm sorry, that... Maybe that's
a healthy OBJ?
Or a current? You're right. I'm sorry. That's probably better. Sure.
We're not speculating. We are healthy.
But I'm talking about... It's because...
Jefferson is young.
Who is the automatic number one choice for the Rams?
At this
Cooper.
Point? Cooper.
Who's going to get 100 yards no matter what?
Cooper.
With the Vikings is either one gets 100 yards. They're equally as deadly. That's what I'm saying. They're like the best duo because you don't know who they're going for. With the Rams, two times out of three, it's going to be Cooper. You only have to guard Cooper.
What about Robert Allen? I forgot.
OBJ?
Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson.
I don't know. It's because he's been with, pretty terrible quarterbacks.
He has.
But he hasn't shown anything. And
he's been with terrible quarterbacks. He's been with the Jaguars with Nick Foles that he got hurt. So
he's been with the Bears.
Gardner Minshew before. And then he went to the Bears with Andy Dalton and now Justin Fields. So this is the first time that he actually gets a franchise. He plays with
And
the
how
franchise.
Old is Zion Robertson?
This 28. Is... No. Yeah, young.
He's couple that
years.
Young?
Yeah, a couple years, I see.
What?
Oh my God. I don't know why.
Allen Robinson, sir.
I don't know the why. Third. I Robert.
You want to be that specific.
28. Yep. And Robert Woods was, I think, 30. So.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the Rams.
He's been in the league longer, of course. Okay.
Yeah. I still think Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson, they're a deadly duo.
Yeah, so.
I'll put them top three if that makes you guys feel better.
Thank you. It really does.
So, but who knows? So, we'll see. But, like, sticking with wide receivers. Raider Ambassador. How do you feel? When did that trade go down?
He's smirking.
When did that trade go down?
When? I don't give a crap when it happened.
Week.
It happened.
Last week?
No. It was last week.
It was on a Sunday.
A Sunday?
I think so.
Last week. Within 10
you
days.
Here.
I know I wasn't here, but.
Within 10 days.
Something like that.
So when you heard the news, like breaking news, Davante Adams has been traded
I've been saying
to
this.
Las Vegas Raiders.
I've been saying this all of last year.
For a number one.
Number one and number two, the first two round pick, the first two picks of the Raiders. So the Raiders don't get the first two picks, which is the first and second round pick.
So what's your reaction, sir?
Oh, man. I'm ecstatic. Because people are finally going to put respect behind Derek Carr's name.
Who are these people you speak of?
Yourself, first
me?
Of all.
How could you say that?
Yourself. And I think people started respecting the man a lot more this season, how he produced and how he started the season.
Look. You know how I feel about Derek Carr. He's not good enough to get you over the hump. Though. Wait, let me finish my saying. And I've said this saying to a lot of Raider fans, and they all agree with me. Derek Carr, to this date, the track record he's done, he's not good enough to get you into the Super Bowl to the hump, but he's not bad enough to get you a top 10 draft pick. He's in that gray zone. But with the addition of the Devontae Adams, am I finally going to eat my eat crow? We shall see.
Who was our best deep threat wide receiver? Plus 30 yards.
Nelson Aguilar?
Is that a statement? That seems like a question. I would even take Amari Cooper.
Oh, man.
Wait, in the last how many years? In the
whole talking about Derek Carr's, I would say, what, legacy, franchise?
You mean career.
Career?
Legacy. That's sad.
LeBron James with the legacy.
No, during Derek Carr's time, no, post Derek Carr, who has been our best wide receiver? Jordy Nelson, Amari Cooper, Nelson Aguilar, Darren Waller. Okay.
I mean, what's like a old, what's it called?
Nelson
Aguilar, who was like kind of towards
an the old end of his... Nelson Aguilar, or an old Jordy Nelson, an old Crabtree,
and a baby Amari Cooper
who is soft. And nobody would disagree with me. The Raiders needed a gritty, rough, I'm going to get it done kind of wide receiver, and I'm going against the hill. Mm-hmm. And Amari Cooper was not that. When a tough got tough, he quit. And you've been a proactive about this type of mentality that Amari Cooper has.
I'm just, because obviously I grew up watching Kobe, so if you don't have that mama mentality.
And then Derek Carr was win mentality, and he has done the best with what he's got. And now he has his Fresno State alumni.
Best friend, not just not just friend from football, like best brother friend.
This is the guy who made Derek Carr. This is the reason why he was drafted so high. Derek Carr had the confidence, and yeah, that's the reason. And was I shocked? Yes, I was completely shocked because after, Aaron Rodgers, after he signed with the Packers, I was like, oh, man, Devontae Adams is going to stay. But prior to that, with me thinking that Aaron Rodgers was going to leave Green Bay, I had an 80% chance that Devontae Adams was going to come to the Raiders. I kept saying it. I said, him and Derek Carr are good friends, close friends, and they play together, and the chemistry is there. And I've always said that Derek Carr needs to have chemistry with his wide receivers. And that's the reason why he hasn't been as explosive as I would want him to be, because that chemistry wasn't there. And the best chemistry that I can say he had was when there was Crabtree.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to say this.
And Hunter Renfrow now.
The Packers franchise tagged Devontae Adams with a non-exclusive, meaning he cannot request a team to trade for him, but like see what the market is, right? So in this case, the Raiders did offer the contract to Devontae Adams. With the non-exclusive, that means the Packers can match or even give more, and Devontae has to play for the Packers. That's the non-exclusive. That's a done deal. Like,
I'm very confused about that. I don't know why that didn't happen.
Okay. Because Devontae, okay, I told this JJ a couple days ago. How long have we been saying that Devontae Adams is the best wide receiver in the league?
Arguably.
3 years.
Okay. So it's not a secret. It's not just this season. The Packers have known they have the best wide receiver in the league. Devontae Adams has made it publicly clear to Packers and the whole NFL. If you let my contract expire and my rookie contract and you franchise tag me, I'm going to be very upset. I'll be a very disgruntled player because you're doing all of this for Aaron Rodgers. What about me? What's up?
The lack of respect or?
Yes. Basically. They're basically saying like they're falling head over heels for Aaron Rodgers and Devontae's being, you know.
Yeah, because like you said, Aaron Rodgers is not the undisputed number one quarterback. And a lot of people agree. But Devontae Adams was and up until Cooper Kupp, I think, took that crown this last season. And even
people still think Devontae, they'll still take Devontae as the best wide receiver. He didn't have the amazing stats as Cooper, but they just had something, that feeling of like Devontae.
The track record.
The track, like.
Because this is Cooper Kupp's first time taking the title.
Exactly, exactly. This is the first time Cooper's challenging that.
Devontae. It's kind of like how I feel about Derrick Henry, but some people might say Jonathan Taylor was the best running back last season.
So someone's challenging it.
Yeah.
So someone's challenging it. So Packers knew they were going to have a disgruntled player. So instead of forcing him to like, nope, you got franchise tag, you got to play under this. Instead of having that fight, they were like, you know what? Let's get proper compensation because, you know, yeah, we dropped the ball on you. Obviously, we prioritized Aaron instead of you. He messed up.
Cut your losses.
Let's see what's the best value. And the only, and Devontae is a Central California kid, so he grew up North Cal Central. It's really North Cal or South Cal. But he grew up as a Raider fan, so he wanted to play for the Raiders. No other team.
Yep. Basically, Marshawn Lynch.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And obviously, knowing that Derek Carr is his best friend as a quarterback, and even, you know, being playing in Fresno State, and I meant how cool it would be to play professionally in the big league. You know,
and then
cool.
Derek Carr is—he's an accurate, good quarterback.
Yes,
arguably,
yes.
You can't deny that, man. this is as humble as I can be with describing Derek Carr.
As humble as I can be too.
Are we gonna compare him to your division? It's arguable.
No. So.
Shut up, man. Get out of here. We're not there yet. Stop.
You're right.
And then, but here's the best. I saw this tweet and absolutely loved it. Devontae Adams picked Derek Carr over Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
I absolutely love that.
Respect. Because say what you want about Derek Carr. Derek Carr ain't no punk.
Say what you say.
And Aaron Rodgers kind of feels like a punk. What happened last season?
Aaron Rodgers,
he likes stirring the pot.
I still think he became unnecessary drama that really conflicted with his team and his chemistry with his team. If he would have put more effort or cared more, I think they had a higher chance of making him farther.
No, well, here's even the more interesting part. Aaron Rodgers says that he felt like he wasn't as involved that he should have been with the Packers organization. Right. Don't you think if you're Aaron Rodgers, right, and you're talking with management and saying like, hey, if we're going to give you this, you know, we're not going to be able to do this with Devontae. You don't think Aaron Rodgers knew that if he takes his contract, he was going to lose Devontae? But bro, I'm like, wait.
He's stepping on other players, to maximize his gains.
So all of this talk about, like, teamwork and all this talk about, like, getting everyone's money.
Like I said, it's stirring the pies.
You're just full of shit then.
Yeah.
I mean, your actions speak louder than words, right?
No, the way he carried himself this last season really kind of changed my opinion about Aaron Rodgers.
I want to see how Aaron Rodgers does without Devontae now.
Yeah.
I really want to see this.
They won't do so well, but they'll get by.
Because he basically said, oh, okay, you're giving all this credit to Devontae. Okay, watch this. I don't need him. Are you sure?
Devontae
asked. Because last time I checked in, you know, a place called New England, Tom Brady had nobody, and like he was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. And has the Packer organization, they haven't gotten any new wide receivers, huh?
No, they have Alan Lazard, Juju, Randall Cobb.
Where did Juju
go? They lost Valdez Scantling. Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone?
Yeah, he's not on the team.
Wait, anymore. What's his name? What's his name again? His first name.
Marquez, Vandal,
Valdez.
Oh.
Scantling or Scaldez? Scantling,
yeah. I thought he was there.
He's not with the team anymore, I believe.
No,
I saw I saw a potential roster, wide receiver roster, and he wasn't in part of the picture.
He'll be an unrestricted free agent. Oh.
Starting March 16th. Yeah, he's not. He's a free agent.
He's a free agent. So who are the wide receivers then?
I mean, just Randall Cobb.
Alan Lazard. And Randall Cobb is a ghost.
He's done, bro.
He's like, a ghost.
He's with all due respect, like he's did his part, you know.
He's a respectful Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes, like, exactly.
He can get a veteran presence and he can give you a few conversions.
Yes,
but you can't rely on this man to carry this offense.
And the other tight end, was Robert Tonyan, and he's a free agent. He's coming off an injury, Achilles.
But he's coming back for 1 year.
No, he's a free agent.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You want to check that?
Yes. What's his name? Robert Tonyan.
Yep. Yeah, I think okay I read that too. He is coming back for a year.
Anything special?
No, but he got the job done.
He was injured, wasn't he? Seemed reliable.
Right there. Packers pay up to keep from losing. Oh, injured free agent tight end.
Yeah, I was like, Packers re-signed Robert Tonyan to the right.
Just so you know. Well, he was a free agent, so that's a possibility of him leaving. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, you know.
They'll get by. If not, they'll lose to the Vikings.
But sticking with the Raiders, you know. There, you mentioned Amari Cooper, a young Amari Cooper, with the coach of
he was a good player.
Hey, let me finish my statement, man.
Jack Del Rio.
Jack Del Rio was an amazing coach.
He was good.
I liked him a lot.
He's with the Commanders.
I don't think he was amazing.
I think he was good enough. You guys panicked after 1 year because you know Chucky was like, you missed
me.
The thing
with Jack Del Rio for me was, I don't know. I think he was riding the wave of the young players because we had a really young team and a really good young team that I think a different coach would have excelled a lot better.
We'll see. But there was one specific young player on the defensive side that was just wrecking everybody. You know?
Yes.
Aaron Donald got paid, and you know this young man was for the Raiders. He played for the Raiders. He's like, I want to get paid slightly more than Aaron. He's like,
and at the time, they were comparable probably with the best defenders in the league.
There was a lot of people saying, like, and the coach was like, yeah, I'm not paying for this. And you know, the Bears called. And
you mean
like,
a racist coach? Yes, I remember that.
The Bears were like, hey, we'll give you two number. The Bears were like, hey, we'll give you two number ones. All right, take them.
And what did we use for the number ones?
I don't know. You tell me. Josh Jacobs was one?
I don't know exactly, but we actually got somebody to replace Khalil Mack and was a bust. Clean Farrell.
Who?
Oh, that guy that you mentioned a while back.
I'm sorry.
Who?
Exactly.
Cares. Exactly.
And then our coach has the audacity to say that edge rushers are hard to come by. And yeah, that triggered me.
So,
yikes, before we continue, can you explain that?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I felt like I never heard of that before.
He said that John Gruden
said
after
that.
He traded, and then we got somebody to replace him. And then they're like, "Oh, he wasn't so par." After that, our defensive.
Oh, I see.
This is the reason why Max Crosby is so loved by the Raider community, because he has became the Khalil Mack once Khalil Mack left.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
If we had Max Crosby and Khalil Mack,
but you don't. Guess who has Khalil Mack? Joey Bosa.
AFC.
That's scary, dude. The prodigy son has returned to dominate Derek Carr.
It's okay.
Twice a year.
I still think Max Crosby is the best rush.
Don't worry about Max Crosby. What you got about we worry is about, you know, a two-headed blue-eyes white dragon.
Cool. Blue-eyes bolt.
You got blue-eyes white dragon on one side, and then you got the blue-eyes shining dragon on the other side. And Derek Carr is being like the trap card. No defense.
Oh, God. The trap card is
job, AJ. Woo, that was good. That was good. Yeah. What is Raider Ambassador? What is your reaction to arguably a steal? What was that? Sixth round or fifth round?
A sixth round for
Khalil Mack.
Fourth and a fifth round, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Let me confirm, but like.
It doesn't matter.
Was
it a steal? Sure. Yeah. But I probably, you know, that's probably one of the worst things I would want him to go to. Because I hate the Chargers.
Here's Chargers receive Khalil Mack. Bears receive their 2022 second round pick and a 2023 sixth round pick. The Chargers will be also taking over the rest of Mack's contract, which has 3 years, 63.9. So obviously it was a cap issue.
Yes.
But look at that face. That's the face of a silent killer. He doesn't speak. He's not the biggest. He's not a Shannon Sharp. You know, he's not the biggest trash talker.
But no, I love him. He's a humble player.
He is one of the most.
I used to love him. Now that he's with the Chargers, I don't know
how to feel about my him. Lord.
But that's the reason why I was a big Bears advocate. Because of Khalil Mack.
Because of Khalil Mack. So what's your opinion? How is the Raiders?
It pisses me off. The reason why.
I love it.
The reason why is because I personally don't like Joey Bosa.
Because he's good?
No, because he talks a lot. He talks a lot of shit, too. Like, the game that we beat him. That we beat the Chargers.
I remember this game.
Joey Bosa said, "Oh, you just got to touch Derek Carr, then he gets rattled. He gets easily rattled." And I don't know if it's just me, but usually sportsmanship in the sport.
Oh, please.
No, there is. There is sportsmanship in the sport.
Please.
There is.
I'm not saying no, but please.
There is. You just don't. You know, dude, you don't tweet that kind of stuff, man. That's very unprofessional.
It was in the press conference.
That's even worse. You don't say that kind of stuff.
Please.
Even if the other team is dog trash, you don't say that.
It was a little trash talk. Come on, that was a friendly.
And then you get beat.
The Raiders beat the Chargers?
Yes. So you do that trash talk and then you get beat?
Well, hey.
Tell me.
You got no, back no, no. it up. You got back it up.
You trash talk and you can't back it up. Exactly. Do you like that type of people? People that trash talk and can't back it up?
Did he back it up in that game? Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Did he rattle Derek Carr and the
this
Chargers
was, this was, well, this was at post the game, pre the new game. Because they said, are you guys worried about? And I was like, no, I'm not worried because Derek Carr gets easily rattled. This was pre.
I like it.
Jaden,
do you like it?
Khalil Mack being with the Chargers?
No, the comment about Joey Bosa saying that like if you touch Derek Carr, he gets rattled.
It's like no,
it's for me, it's whatever.
It's whatever.
I just feel like
you said something.
You're saying that you're blaming somebody that's saying that they're not good when it's the offensive line that can't protect them. Any quarterback that gets pressured performs, you know,
not great.
Not great. So why do you have to say that? You're basically saying that, he's not a good quarterback. Once you get like near him, he gets scared like a little girl. That's all that comment.
I see what you mean.
But like, he's a little punk. He gets scared. I'm like, and Derek Carr has like, that's the reason why he got that injury, because he had that gutsy, like, I'm going to try to keep progressing the ball. I'm going to try to keep moving the ball. That's why he runs. That's why he goes for those first downs. I'm like, he's the type of quarterback that will give his all and more to try to get that first down. That's the reason why I like Derek Carr. Sometimes he needs to trust his team more, and I think that's his biggest fallback. But now that he's going to have Devontae Adams, you don't have to worry about trusting his team, man. You got Renfro, Waller, and Adams.
Man, now you only need a running back.
Josh Jacobs is good, man. Shut up.
You need all a backup. I'm saying is, I didn't mention Joey Bosa. I mentioned the silent assassin on the other side.
No, I'm saying Bosa. Like I didn't want him to go to that team. So now you're giving this unsportsmanlike man more would, an excuse.
Would you, okay, let me ask you this question
to rub his ego. Now that he's going to have another player.
Let me ask you this question: would you rather have an unsportsmanlike player who talks unsportsmanlike, or would you rather have a player who's unsportsmanlike on the field, like that's a dirty player?
I would have neither, but I would say I'd rather have the innocent trash talk than a dirty player.
Because there's dirty players.
There is dirty players.
Okay.
Yes.
So be happy for what you have.
No,
happy you have Devontae. Because you know what?
I'm not saying I'm not happy. I'm glad I have Devontae. I'm going to get the jersey as soon as it becomes available.
What do you mean? Okay, I want to get one too.
You're not even a Raiders fan.
I advocate the Raiders.
You're before Devontae, you were going to get a Darren Waller jersey.
No, I was going to get Hunter Renfro jersey. Renfro.
Did you just mess up his name?
Renfro. Me?
Yeah.
Tired, man.
We have our special guest, our golden retriever, Poncho.
He's laying on top of me, people.
He wants but to this is the only way I can keep him. He wants to debate among us. But
all right, let's continue.
Let's continue. What other free agent? The
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson. So, okay. Question one. If he gets suspended, how many games? If. Okay, so first question, do you think he's going to suspend it? And if yes, how many games? Second follow-up.
What's his charges?
Not criminal, civil, 22 women.
22 civil lawsuits.
Of like
sexual. I don't even know what that means, to be honest. Okay, because he's not criminally. I thought that's. So what? So it's like emotional damage?
I don't want to say anything I'm obviously not educated.
Let's not say.
I'll just be like, all right, cool, whatever.
Okay, look, it's not criminal, so he's not going to jail. Okay? But he still has these 22 cases, right?
Misconduct.
There we go. Misconduct, right? It's not unprofessional. Like, if you go for a massage therapist and you act unprofessional like that.
He was misbehaving in a masseuse place, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But somehow ended up being a...
But here's a...
22.
So do you think he'll get suspended?
Yes.
No.
I think he will.
He'll get suspended for a certain amount, and then he'll have to appeal.
How many games did Tom Brady get for deflating the balls?
Four.
That no more than four.
No, I think six, because Ezekiel Elliott had a similar thing. Like
for beating his woman?
But he was beating his woman. So that's
I know that, and he got caught, and there was clear evidence.
And guess how many games he got? Six.
But this one doesn't have clear evidence.
Nope.
No clear evidence. It's
Calvin Ridley got suspended for a full year for gambling. There's evidence.
Yeah,
that's a gray part. And look,
no, because I'm not saying, like, I'm not victim blaming. I'm not, you know, anything like that. But there is no clear evidence. Whether he did it or not, proven to innocent. This is the reason why he's not getting innocent to proven guilty. He hasn't faced any criminal charges. As a statement or as a precaution, so other players don't do the same thing or in a similar situation to Deshaun Watson's, maybe it is right for him to be suspended.
I think
3 or 4 games.
I'm looking at the perspective as the NFL.
Image.
Yes. Do I want to promote a player that has these 22 allegations by not suspending him at all? No. We need to send a message that this type of behavior will not be tolerated in the league, right?
Because 22 is becomes more believable than if it was just a few.
Even if it was one.
Now, if it was one, I'd be like, I don't know about that.
Zeke only had one.
And but it was clear evidence.
I don't remember that one. I don't remember that case, but... I think minimum 6. Minimum. I'm gonna say half the season, 8 games, 6 to 8.
That's messed up, man.
I think you'll get at most. At least 5.
So at least 5.
Yeah,
I say 3 or 4.
I'll say. Well, what?
Why? Happily, I would want 3 or 4. It's one of those things where I'm like, how long has this case been open?
That's the thing. Like the NFL,
how long has this case been open?
How long has the NFL, it's been over one full year,
yeah,
more than over a year, that Deshaun say like, I'm not playing for you guys, and then the allegations are coming. So why is the NFL taking so long? What is the hold up? Were they waiting for the legal side of like to make a decision?
And then the worst part is he missed already a full season.
Yes.
And so what, now that he actually wants to play, you're going to suspend him when he already technically missed
12 games? I don't know why the NFL is taking so long.
They should have been suspended.
They always do, somehow, in some way.
But then what they say is like, oh, he's not playing, so he's not in the public eye, so we should not be involved until there's an outcome, and the outcome has come out.
I think what you're coming, JJ, if it's not, he's not playing, he's not in the public eye, why stir the pot? Let it simmer down.
It's one of those things.
Die down.
They always do.
Yeah. But now that it's now with this blockbuster trade, after telling them no to Cleveland Browns, he's going to play for the Cleveland Browns, right? And especially $230 million fully guaranteed. He turned down originally Cleveland because he didn't want to play in the cold.
Yeah.
But after, and Cleveland said, like, hey, what if there's any change of heart, please let us know. What can we do to make better? And Deshaun's agent said, like, you can do this. You can make the $230 fully guaranteed. Because Atlanta and the Falcons and the Saints are both offering $130, but $150 million guaranteed, like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
If you can make $230 fully guaranteed, I'll let my client know. And they're like, done deal. And like Deshaun's like, hey, I know it's gonna be cold and everything, but
win's a win. Yeah.
$80 million guaranteed more. And then you start thinking, and then you start thinking, like Deshaun, they have Amari. There's rumor has it that they might bring Jarvis back. They tag Njoku. They have two of the best running backs in the league.
And their defense is still lethal.
The defense, you know, Miles Garrett is there, Denzel Ward, John Johnson, Troy Hill, you know, Skifanski, arguably a top 10 play caller. Offensive line, top five easily.
I don't know. I'm not going to go there, but yeah. I was thinking about that.
No, yeah, because
so,
Baker Mayfield performed well because of his protection.
Yes.
Because you can – that's the reason why a lot of people are debating whether he's good or bad.
So
because he had the protection and he still performed the way he performed.
So after all of that, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, the climate is not the best.
But I really like that. Nick Chubb is arguably a top three running back in the league.
Top five easy?
Yeah.
Easy. So I'm excited. So assuming one full year has passed, suspensions have occurred, right? Because I don't really think the Cleveland Browns are in a win now this year because of the suspension. That's why they signed Jacoby Brissett to somehow, if he gets suspended for 8 games, try to like prevent the boat from sinking completely. Maybe win 4 out of 3, you know, per se. Because Jacoby's not a scrub. I like Jacoby.
Okay.
He's okay.
He's right.
Not a starter.
Was he at Seattle?
No.
Dolphins.
And then he was
before the Colts.
Yeah, no, he was at the Colts. I know that's where he tried to
Colts, Dolphins
make his career.
Yeah, yeah.
He was with the Patriots at some point too.
He was with Tom, Jimmy G, and then Jacoby. Then Bill traded him to the Colts. Colts traded him to the Dolphins. And Dolphins, yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, he's not as scrub, but like when you put all those,
He played some games. So yeah,
So he's not. He's a veteran. Yeah. Like a Fitzgerald, like a Ryan Fitzmagic. So, assuming next year that Deshaun starts day one, first game, are the Browns a favorite in the AFC North?
Yes. Who else do they have there?
Joe Burrow.
The Bengals?
They added 3 offensive linemen to protect them. And one of them comes from the Buccaneers. And
the center. Buccaneers the right tackle, I think. Right,
yeah. One of the tackles. And he was a good one.
Yep.
So, I watch out. He's not going to get sacked 54 times anymore in a single season. Mm-hmm. Most in any season.
Okay.
So
they signed Lyle Collins. He's not a scrub. Not the best, but he's not a scrub.
Deshaun Watson is way better than Joe Burrow. Way better.
Who?
Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Okay.
For the way moment. Better.
Lamar Jackson.
Way better than Lamar Jackson.
Okay, okay.
I think so.
Don't put the quarterback in quarterback perspective. Put the whole team.
Okay.
The Browns. The Bengals. The Steelers and the Ravens.
The Steelers are a sinking ship.
Yes, and they
the Ravens.
I was having this same debate with my barber. The percentage of Mr. Trubisky winning a Super Bowl. Just hear me out. The probability percentage wise, right? Just hear me out, woman.
Doesn't even come to mind.
Hear me out. Probability of Mr. Trubisky winning the Super Bowl this year: 0.0000001%. Right?
Okay,
but never zero.
Get out of here, man.
Get out of here. Out of their division.
Okay, so the Steelers are absolute trash unless they bring somebody like Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
And they're interested in Malik Willis, is his name?
The Steelers, yeah, yeah.
The new draft? The pit guy.
Wait, yeah, Malik Willis?
Is Malik something?
I know, but a rookie was not going to do anything next year.
No, but I'm saying that.
For future. Oh, no, this guy.
We're talking about next season, who's the top dog? And I get it. The Bengals and the Browns are going to fight it out. They're going to duke it out.
But maybe the Ravens.
The Ravens,
maybe throwing a jab here and there.
The Ravens did their best effort this year. And it only got them so far.
I tried so hard and got so far.
And the Bengals, they finally have respect to their name.
But in the end.
Stop singing, guy.
It doesn't even matter.
But with the Bengals, was it a fluke? Were they this
People
good?
People calling it a fluke. Can you believe the audacity?
Was it just the hype at that time? Are they going to perform it next year?
Dude, it's always
sophomore slumps. Here we come.
It's always been the hype, dude.
I'm just saying, like,
sophomore slumps.
That's what happened to the Rams.
Take it back.
No, that's what happened when they made it to the Super Bowl, and then the next year they just
we went 9-7.
Well, that's not a sophomore slump. Yeah, you could put a
Tell me, am I wrong? Is this a wrong statement?
I'll tell you this.
Yes, you're wrong.
I'll tell you this. I think the league's going to catch up to Joe and Jamar much faster than they think.
Yes.
Remember the year that Lamar had that breakout year that no one saw this coming? Like, he was literally outrunning the whole.
Yeah.
No one saw this coming. That's why he had an amazing year. But the following year, he kind of struggled a little. No one saw this from Joe. No one saw this from Jamar.
Jamar.
You think because they made it to the Super Bowl, they're going to get complacent?
Complacent?
Not as hungry?
No. I just think the league's going to catch up to them, and it's going to make it harder.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Put it this way.
No.
Yes.
They will figure out how to stop Joe.
Yes.
Just like how they always find a way to stop anybody. Sean McVay was a great play caller. No one could stop him. The following season, they had digressed their way of play.
Yes.
The following season for Sean McVay got going again, but shitty quarterback didn't want to comply. So somehow in some way, Joe Burrow will get stopped. I can see that happening. No. Any team gets stopped. After every Super Bowl, every team digresses. Okay.
Cincinnati, nothing special. They didn't do anything special.
Except win a lot.
They didn't do anything special.
They made it to the Super Bowl.
Just raw talent.
They made it to the Super Bowl.
Nothing special. Their offense?
But.
Let me finish. The reason why I'm saying this is Jamar Chase is Tyreek Hill.
No.
Jamar Chase is Tyreek Hill
pick
with Tyreek Hill
pick another receiver.
Is with the Chiefs.
Pick another wide receiver. Nope.
That's the best example.
Nope.
Jamar Chase has speed.
Nope.
He's a deep threat. The only problem between the Bengals and the Chiefs is the Chiefs don't have depth like the Bengals.
Can you tell me who's in the depth chart for the Bengals?
Jamar Chase. What's
T. Higgins?
Huh? Who?
T. Higgins.
Okay.
Got it.
And who's the other guy?
He's going to name the tight end. Watch.
The tight end is gone, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah, I know you're going to name.
But it's still okay.
There's just another one. Oh, the other wide receiver that's very popular.
Yeah.
But he's just,
but I'm saying
Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd is still on the team?
Yes.
AJ Green's the one that left on.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't want
to miss. Oh, you were about to say AJ
Green. I was about to say AJ Green. I was like, nice.
I didn't think about AJ Green.
But Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, arguably really good wide receivers.
Sleepers.
So what happens is Jamar Chase. Basically, reason why I love Henry Ruggs so much.
So you're basically putting an argument that the Bengals are going to be better than the Browns?
What I'm saying is, no, I'm saying the argument that you guys keep saying that they're going to catch the system, they're going to catch the systems. It's very hard when you have Jamar Chase's speed and the protection to Joe Burrow. Because if Jamar Chase has a few seconds to just do a straight nine down the field and get open, and the defenders have to keep up with them, it spreads the defense, which allows Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins to easily cross down the middle. I know some defenses have adapted to that.
So you're giving reasons why the Bengals are going to be still lethal.
Yeah, I'm giving reasons because the thing the Bengals rely on is raw talent.
But I thought you said the Browns were still going to win the division.
I like the Browns better than I like the Bengals. I'm just counter argument to you guys saying that, oh, every team, Lamar Jackson got figured out. The Rams got figured out. The Bengals don't do anything special, man. They just sent Jamar Chase down the field.
And you don't think that's going to get figured out?
How do you figure that out?
Maybe double him, triple him, quadruple
him. So you double him? Now your middle of the field is open because you're doubling him.
Something.
No, you see what I'm saying? When you have raw speed, that's why, what's his name? John Madden was such a good coach.
I'm just legit confused. Like, go ahead, JJ.
There's always a play call to stop him somehow.
What? You just have to have a lockdown?
I'm not telling you exactly how they're going to stop him, but I'm telling you there's always a way.
I'm just with raw talent.
But I think
raw talent matter what kind of talent, man.
Raw talent can only go so far.
Even if it's cooked talent, you still can stop him somehow. Yeah,
somehow, some way. Somehow, some way.
Yes.
Is either by getting the corner
but I'm just saying.
Personal or having a spy on that side. Like, something.
I know, but that allows him to use his other good players.
So you're saying the Bengals are going to win the division?
No, I'm saying the Browns will. I'm just saying that you guys keep saying that. Oh, is he going to figure out the system? What system do the Bengals have? Tell me their system.
And I'm telling you, don't know the system.
Their system is raw talent.
And then,
their system is Jamar Chase,
tell you raw
young,
talent will get figured
fast,
out.
Speed.
Raw talent you said will the get Browns figured. Are going to win the division,
yes.
But the Bengals have more depth.
So
than the Chiefs.
We're talking about the AFC North.
I made the argument that Tyreek Hill
is
Jamar
Chase.
Jamar Chase is a Tyreek Hill.
And I said
they have that speed. They get open.
Jamar's
super deadly.
Big. Jamar is way taller than Tyreek.
I think you're getting stuck in the details. You're getting stuck in the details. I'm saying Jamar Chase is a deep threat wide receiver like Tyreek Hill. They're fast. They get open if they have time. And if you try to focus on that player, other players are wide open. But the Chiefs don't have other good wide receivers to compensate for that.
I think
now they do.
I think we're kind of gaining little.
Now they do.
Who?
Jimmy.
Exactly. I don't like that guy.
I never said if I never asked you if you
liked
good.
Him. Yeah, he's all right. But I'm just saying, they rely on a young, fast talent.
This is,
and if you're saying that the Bengals are going to get more protection, so that just enforces them to be able to spread the ball longer.
I think you're just getting.
Why do you think
Jesus Christ?
Why do you think Joe Burrow was sacked so many times?
Because his offensive line
sucks. Bad O line.
No, his O line wasn't as bad.
Yes, it was.
Joe Burrow was always looking for the deep play, and he was letting the plays cook, and that's the reason. So you're going to tell me that?
I think that's not true because the very last play in the Super Bowl, he was just looking to pass for a fourth down, for a first down. And he was only like a yard or two away. So when he flicked it, he got sacked.
Yes.
I think you're giving that offensive line a little too much credit. It was bad. It was bad.
It's not as bad as you make it sound.
He got sacked the most in the past two seasons.
We shall see.
He was the Bengals' offense deep ball, make it or break it offense?
Yes and no.
It 50-50. Worked for them.
The Bengals needed one breakaway play from winning each game. That's why the games were so close, because they played the long ball. And that's the reason Joe Burrow was getting sacked as much.
Okay. But still, you can't argue that he was sacked. He was the most sacked quarterback.
I'm not saying that.
I'm saying that. That means the offensive line sucks.
The Raiders had a worst offensive line. What did we do? We started doing shorter plays. We didn't do deep pace.
You couldn't.
We could.
You could. No, you
we tried.
It was a smart choice.
Deshaun Jackson, Henry Ruggs. We tried.
Okay, well, this is kind of little out of whack.
With Joe Burrow, he was holding in the pocket.
You putting so many kudo points for the Bengals to have a better to have a better season, but you're still picking the Browns.
No, I'm just counter arguing your arguments. You guys are saying one thing, and wait, I don't believe you. And I'm arguing towards
you
that belief.
You are counter arguing the arguments we're giving you, but we're trying to solidify
the
that
topic.
The Browns
was,
no, you guys picked
the
Bengals.
No. Let me finish. The topic was what team is going to win the AFC
North. What was your guess?
And I said the Bengals.
And then you said afterwards, and they're going to get figured out. So you're counter arguing your own team, and I was arguing against what you just said. You see what I'm saying?
But with this upcoming season that Deshaun wasn't going to play, therefore the Browns weren't going to be contending, and Lamar and the Ravens Lamar's still like sketchy when it comes to throwing.
Lamar's a bad quarterback.
Yeah, per se, but in your opinion, right? Yes. That means the Bengals are going to win this season.
And I don't think Deshaun Watson is going
to
get sick.
So I think he was still, they were going to get, I think the league's going to catch up to him, but they were still going to win the division. You said the Browns were still going to win, but you gave all the kudos.
No, no.
All the reasons why the Bengals are going to win.
I never gave a reason why the Bengals were going to win.
Yeah, you did. You said that they were going to get figured out.
I said that the Bengals are not going to get figured out.
And I said they are.
And that's the argument.
The league was going, the league's going to catch up to
never
them.
Never once did I say that the Bengals were a better team than the Browns. Never.
True. Then why are you saying the Browns are in the division?
You don't, said the Bengals were going to win the division. You
don't agree with the comment that the league was going to catch up to the Bengals.
I don't agree with that comment. Because Sean McVay.
We shall see then.
Sean McVay was so good because of his play calling.
We shall see.
Per se.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson was so good because of his
athleticism.
Athleticism, his ability to get, like, run through people. Run
yes. Yes.
What is the Bengals thing? This is just speed. This. Jamar Chase doesn't do anything fancy. He's not a route runner like Cooper Kupp.
And
Cooper Kupp is speed and a route runner.
And let me ask you, you don't think 31 teams are going to figure out some way to A, slow it, B, maybe pressure Joe Burrow faster, C, have more coverage on the players? You don't think that's going to happen?
I do, but what I'm saying is when you try to cover that type of offense, you leave your middle wide open.
We shall see.
And that's the reason why it's so hard to cover that type of offense.
There are some really good defenses out there. We shall see. We shall see. Because you know who has a good you know who has a good defense in that division, even though they're poo-poo? The Steelers.
Yeah, but like I said, they just need one breakaway play.
We'll see.
They just need one mistake. Okay. Like, they just need one Jalen Ramsey slip-up.
Okay, true. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. But sticking with that division, since... stupid comment about, not comment, but like the stupid actions of Baker Mayfield thinking in the Cleveland Browns and that screenshot notes, right? Thinking,
I don't.
He put it on Twitter saying, like, thank you, Cleveland, for everything and everything because Deshaun, because yeah. The Browns made it clear that they were talking to Deshaun and everything.
Is Baker still in his rookie contract? He's not getting paid any money, huh? Nope. Up until next year?
Yeah, I think.
I would just keep him.
Okay, so, well, they have Jacoby.
I will keep Baker Mayfield.
Well, here, so, what's it called? So now that Deshaun is with the Browns, right? Baker wanted a trade, right? And the Browns were out per se of the Deshaun sweepstakes.
Yeah.
And the Browns were like, nope, we're not accommodating to your request. Deshaun ends up with the Browns. So now. Per se, Baker's on the trade block.
No.
Now, Baker said his preferred destination was Indianapolis.
Not going to happen now with Matt Ryan?
Okay, so.
That was prior.
Yeah, I know. So, Indy had a chance to get Baker.
No.
But they didn't. They went with Matt Ryan.
Yes.
So, what was the second option? Okay, well, okay, so where did Matt Ryan come from? The Falcons. Oh, okay, so. And the Falcons were like, no. We're going to go with Marcus Mariota.
I like that one. Really like that.
And then before...
Going back to... what's his name? Michael Vince?
Michael Vick.
I was thinking Vince Carter.
The coach was a coordinator when Mariota was the defense. Was with the Tennessee Titans. I'm sorry. So he has some...
Yes.
Some history.
He did good.
And prior to that, Baker thought that, okay, the Saints. But then the Saints are like, nah... Hey, Jameis, come back. You're like, Jameis, I'm here for you, man. So, I was talking to JJ. I have no idea where Baker could possibly be traded. Okay, first of all.
Seattle?
They say, they swore that they're sticking with Drew Luck. And honestly, why would they want Baker?
Better than Drew Luck?
But like, they're not pretending. They're not doing it. They're
saying Luck.
They're literally rebuilding.
Luck, whatever.
Thanks, man.
They're literally rebuilding. There's not like Panthers.
What, you don't think Sam Darnold's the guy?
Facts. Panthers do not like Sam.
Sam Darnold is with the Panthers, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
But they don't want Sam.
I never thought he was a good quarterback. You guys always said he was good.
He's been held back by injuries.
I don't remember saying
since
that.
Like, no, even he's not a good Zach quarterback. Wilson is
I don't
the
remember
same
saying
way.
That. But I don't know where Baker gets A, trade it, and B, what team is lining up to get him? Because the dust has settled with all the quarterbacks.
Yeah, because everybody has a rookie quarterback.
The team regardless, even like the Lions, they're still sticking with Goff, you know?
What about the Bears?
No. Justin Fields.
Justin Fields,
you, right. Name me any team and I'll tell you the quarterback.
What?
I still think Seattle's not decided on it.
No, yeah, but like, are they? Why would they give up a draft pick?
Okay.
You know, for...
I mean, technically
speaking. What about the Niners? They're a win-now team.
Yeah, he's but, a significant room, but from Jimmy. If they can't trade Jimmy, they'll actually keep Jimmy to mentor Trey Lance.
Okay.
That's actually facts.
What about the Giants?
They're sticking with Daniel Jones for one more year.
And they signed Tyrod Taylor as their backup.
Yeah.
Okay. Miami?
Tua, and they signed up, and the backup is Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay. Tampa Bay?
Tom Brady.
Doesn't matter. They need backup? Somebody to replace
Garrett Tom Brady. Garrett Gilbert went to the Raiders.
Who?
He did. The backup from Tampa Bay went to the Raiders.
Yeah, I think Tampa Bay needs, they need a quarterback.
But if you're Baker, you're a starter. Per Colts. You're a starter. You're not a starter, right?
When Tom Brady's coming back, yo.
What about the Eagles?
Yeah, no, he's right there, man. Blaine.
That's Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, who do you say?
Garrett Gilbert.
Oh, okay. Well, they have Blaine Gabbert.
What about the Eagles?
Jalen Hurts.
Just because of Devontae Smith?
I see what you mean.
Well,
I got that mistaken.
They're sticking with Jalen Hurts. I'll tell you that.
What about Washington? Who did
Carson Wentz.
Yeah, they got Carson Wentz, man.
You don't think Baker Mayfield was an upgrade?
No. I'd rather have Carson. Because here, okay, look. I hate both, though. Okay? Hate's a strong word.
What about the Texans?
They're sticking with
David Mills.
Have you seen the neck on this man? David.
That's not even point.
No, but I would drop that fool for
making look at the neck.
Yes, he looks like a giraffe.
He looks like he's a giraffe? Brother, he just has a small head.
Don't disrespect him.
He looks handsome.
You're the one that's saying he has a fat neck, a long
no,
neck.
No, I said look at that neck.
It doesn't matter what type of neck he has.
No, look at that.
No, look at his picture where it's like his profile picture. Go up.
That's not the point. We're talking about Baker Mayfield, where he can land.
Okay, well, Texans has sworn. Hey, look at that. Look at that.
Look at Tom. What?
Photoshop. No.
Oh, that's Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. No.
No, but what's it called? They said the same thing. They said the same thing about Baker Mayfield. The Browns did.
Yeah, they're just sticking with Baker.
But yeah,
they got but the they Sean. Didn't. They got the Sean.
Something
but the Texans have, they said they're sticking with David Mills. And they say they actually see potential in DMLs.
Yeah, I don't see other teams then.
I name
all the teams that need a quarterback.
As a starter. Baker's not. So, I don't know where he ends up. Because is Carolina. That's the only team I think. That's literally the only team I think that could be quote unquote. Because backup, anyone will sign him as a backup, right?
Yeah.
But do you really want that as a backup? The drama and everything?
No, what about Pittsburgh? But I don't think they would trade to their own division.
So, quote unquote, if they can't find a trade for Baker, they'll cut him. And supposedly that Pittsburgh will jump all over Baker.
Yeah, he's a... Okay, because Baker, the Pittsburgh doesn't want to lose any draft capital.
And why would they, you know?
But yeah, I think they would pick him up easily. I think if Baker gets traded, he's gonna get traded in September.
And that's what Shannon Sharpe said, that most likely a starting QB is gonna get hurt. Here comes Baker to the rescue.
Not even just that. What were you saying about Deshaun Watson?
He's gonna get suspended.
He's gonna get suspended. So why would you not? Jacoby. I know, but wouldn't you rather have Baker Mayfield in the helm to prove his worth so he could go to a better team? Think there's already bad blood and you don't want to start the match?
Well,
Baker is the one that's upset.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that they would, the organization would start him, but Baker's like, nah, you got this other dude to technically replace me. I'm not going to play for you.
Exactly.
So that's what he said.
I feel that's exactly what he said.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Okay, yeah, I would trade him then.
When?
Yeah, then, yeah, I would trade him right now. Get the best capital.
But no one's offering anything.
Trade him for a second round pick.
No one's even offering.
No one wants to trade for him.
I think you guys are lying.
No, this is facts.
You can even show him.
I could care less. I'm not looking. Okay, so where are we going with this? I'm very confused.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's happening.
Poor Baker, man. He was a starter. Now will become a unknown.
Let's see.
Not sure what's going to happen to the dude.
I see him jumping back on the Steelers. He can't do worse than Ben.
But I think they'll start Mitchell Trubisky first.
No.
If let's say hypothetically, okay, Yahoo they Sports would sign, they sign Mitchell Trubisky. I'm sorry. Don't interrupt. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to give him an opportunity, but obviously he can't produce in the first few games, and they're going to push in Baker.
Trubisky has had his time, and he's aged.
He's not old.
Not
okay.
Well.
He's only 26, I think.
No, he's in trash.
I don't think that's true.
What? You gonna tell me he hasn't done trash? Maybe. He was with the Bears when the Bears had a playoff defense. And what did he do with that team? He did a Jared Goff. He did a Jimmy G. Ryan Tannehill. But worse.
Give the man opportunity.
Well, I'll tell you this. Will someone pick him up? Sure. Is he an instant starter? I don't know.
Depends. I think he's better than half the quarterbacks in the league. Or, no. 30% of the quarterbacks in the league.
I respect that.
I don't, but that's just my opinion.
I think he's in the same boat as Lamar Jackson.
You know what's the problem? It seems, you know me, I just don't like excuses.
What excuse for what?
Baker played through an injured shoulder and he couldn't throw correctly. Then why the fuck were you on the field? If you knew your
Matt Stafford did the exact same thing with his back.
Okay, but he was able to produce. And no one complained.
Arguably.
It wasn't a form.
That was his defense. His defense won him those games. He almost blew it for this defense. This was during November for anybody listening.
Did Matt Stafford publicly say from his mouth, I'm dealing a back injury and that's why I perform poorly?
No, he never said that. He's a man.
But what did Baker say? I'm playing with a torn shoulder, whatever. So you're making excuses, Baker. No, I'm telling you what's real. Okay, cool. But you're justifying
why you're not playing
your performance on this. This is what you're saying. Yes, this is what I'm saying. Guess who else? He didn't perform bad, but who else said that I'm injured and this was
Aaron Rodgers with his toe, which I think is irrelevant, but yeah.
But did he not put a scapegoat?
Yes.
I just don't like, if you put the jersey on, we're going to judge on the performance. Are you injured? You're absolutely injured. But if you're injured, do not go on the field and expect to be like.
You're just aggravating the injury when you should be resting.
Exactly.
Doesn't make sense for you to be on the field.
You know what's the best example? Laker fans. Remember when they were going against the Suns and AD and Anthony Davis was injured, right? But yes. What did all the rumors say? AD soft. AD doesn't have the guts. He doesn't have the Mamba mentality. Oh, the doctors cleared him and everything, right? Plays, 2 minutes and then he...
No, he was clearly not injured. Able to play.
He was not, but the noise started getting to him.
Yeah. And I think that's the dumbest thing. What's his name? Shannon Sharp says it too. I'm like, when you play when you're hurting, totally different. But you don't play when you're injured because you're just making it worse.
Someone said something. An injury is not the same
as pain.
Like there's, or, you know what, you, JJ, like.
I think I talked to you about this, but I don't remember.
There's two terms that they use a lot in the sports world. If you're injured or you're hurt. If you're hurt, like your shoulder's hurting
you. Yeah, with Shannon Sharp.
Yeah. If you're hurt, like, yeah, you got to tough it out. But if you're injured, you shouldn't be
playing. Ever.
Like, if you pull your hamstring, you're injured. But like if someone elbow you, like someone give you a Charlie horse, so it's bruised, like it hurts, like that hurts.
Or like hockey shock or something like that.
Yeah.
Like you're playing through pain. But you don't play through an injury.
Exactly. So when I publicly hear these words come out of Baker, nah.
And then if you play with an injury, that's not an excuse.
And also, Kobe I don't Bryant. Like the cockiness either. I'm just going to call it how it is. I just don't like the cockiness. If he's willing, if he can back it up on the field.
He's a hot shot.
He thinks he's dangerous.
Woke up dangerous.
I never seen any of his interviews.
I woke up dangerous.
It was.
I don't watch the interviews, but they happen to be on First Take or Undisputed.
I feel
it's dangerous. Like Derek Carr saying he's a champion without winning anything.
Yes. Or like Russell Westbrook saying like, do you take any of these, like, any of this guilt or any of this pressure home? Like, no, why should I take it home? I mean, I have three wonderful kids. Like, are you, like, or like some reports, like, do you feel pressure about not winning a championship? Like, no, I know plenty of champions who are more upset than me or who are struggling more in life than me. Like, that's not the question, dude. You're wearing a purple gold. You're playing with LeBron James. The expectation is to win a chip. You're supposed to be saying, like, I got to get better. You know, we got to find our ways. Like, I got to improve myself. You got to hear that. Yeah. You got to take accountability.
Okay.
Baker's never taken accountability for anything.
Baker was phenomenal his first two seasons.
Yeah.
But he showed, I don't know he what showed promise, but after that.
And you know what I hate? I will not name a name, but I just hate when a certain TV show host always brings up, like, Baker walked on to the university and beat the starter. Baker walked on Oklahoma and beat the starter. Baker became, you know, Baker came in guns blazing at Browns. And, like, why are you praising the history? Why are you praising what you did in college? It's all about what you do right now. This business, like, you go, one day you're amazing, the other day you're poo-poo. It's how you bounce back. And you, last time I remember, there's been more poo-poos than buenos. Why do you think we got rid of Jared Goff?
Yes.
He took us to the Super Bowl, but two years of consecutive not performing, you're out. Do not bring the history. Do not bring, like Russell Westbrook.
Dang,
like,
I don't even know what history he created at Cal, man.
I disagree with that statement, but yeah, I understand. History matters.
Danny does.
No, but Baker hasn't accomplished anything.
I'll tell you. He doesn't have any history. I'll give you the best example.
I'm ready.
When you interviewed for your job as an architect.
Yes. What are you telling people where I work, man?
I said I'm an engineer.
Okay.
Okay. As an architect, let me ask you this question. When they were interviewing you, because I know the answer, did they ask what's your GPA?
Never. I would never disclose it either. They have no right to know that. I would lie too.
Did I get a degree?
Yes. I'll tell them a modest GPA.
4.0.
I'll be like, I got a 3.6.
Oh shit, that's still fucking good.
Yeah.
For college. But that's the point. That's the point. Who cares what you did in college?
Okay.
It's all about what can you do for me now? And right now, Baker's not doing nothing for me now. Why do you think, and Shannon Sharp said this, if Baker's what he is, why aren't teams lining up to train for him? Because you could put an argument Tua. You could trade, you know, the Dolphins. If Baker's better than Tua, why aren't they doing it? If the Lions think is Baker is better than Goff, then why aren't they doing it? If Seattle think Baker's better, then we all agree that Baker's better than Drew Luck. But why aren't they going to get him?
Because he's not that better. He's better, but it's not a significant
upgrade.
We're
all tired of the State Farm. No, Progressive commercials. I hate those.
Protect your home.
State Farm is basketball with CP3, State Farm.
No, it's Progressive, yeah.
Yeah, it's Progressive. Because apparently their headquarters, like I guess where it got founded, is in Cleveland.
Oh.
That's why.
That makes sense because at first I was like, protect his home. I'm like, yeah, he was actually doing it.
The dog pound, you know, the house and everything.
And then after that, no, he wasn't doing it.
Stephen A. Smith said he had better commercials than his own performance.
DJ, JJ, when he said, I want to get traded, I request a trade. What has this man done to earn the audacity to say, I demand a trade? Have you heard Matt Stafford say, I want to be traded? Have you heard
Matt Ryan say,
I want to be traded?
He took it out for 12 years. And I was like, you know what? This ain't going anywhere.
You said Did you hear Devontae Adams demand a trade?
No, but he probably did.
Well, everyone knew he was going to be upset. But did he publicly say, I want to trade? It's all about public perspective.
You mean OBJ? He did what OBJ did?
Did he publicly say, I want to trade?
No, you did worse. He had his father do it. Does he control or influence what his father does?
Sure.
Maybe, he wasn't even man enough to do it himself.
No, true. But who said, I want to trade?
Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
These are the words that came out of his mouth.
Yes.
What have you done to earn that right? This is a business, my man. Like,
you're a quitter.
Exactly.
Yes. At that point,
everyone knows Deshaun is better than you. Why are you acting like
Deshaun became leading passing that year? Became probably the best quarterback that year. MVP status. That's the reason why he was able to demand the trade. He's like, I am the best.
Yes.
Without anybody helping me.
Exactly.
But Baker's not that person.
Baker's not.
Yeah, this dude like literally scrambles. Deshaun Watson is amazing. I like him.
Everyone agrees Deshaun is far superior.
Yes.
But like,
he hasn't earned his seat.
Yeah, he hasn't earned it, bro. That's the thing.
There's only six quarterbacks actively that can do that.
Yes.
Tom, Aaron, Josh, Patrick.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Nothing, that's it.
And maybe Matt.
No.
You don't think he's earned it?
Watch what you say.
Okay, sure. Sure, he has a good track record. He is a respected quarterback, and he's given his time to the Atlanta, which are in a rebuilding stage.
Lions.
I said Matt Ryan.
I was Matt Stafford.
Oh, you meant Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
I thought.
Okay. But like also Matt Ryan, you think?
Yes.
Yeah, both Matt.
He gave a lot of seasons to that's the true. Falcons.
Yeah, because you said Matt Ryan. I was like, yeah. I said Matt.
But like Matthew Stafford. It's technically Matthew Stafford. He doesn't like to be called Matt.
Okay.
I call him Matt Stafford. Well,
Matthew's Matthew. He doesn't like to be called Matt. Facts.
Yeah, but I call him Matthew too.
Yes, Matthew.
Matt. Respect the
but man. Like, Stafford. Even Big Ben. Like.
You got too comfortable in Pittsburgh, my man.
I like Big Ben.
Nah, dude. It's just like, I just don't know, man. And obviously the Colts, the Falcons, the Saints agree with me because they didn't ask for Baker.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say about Baker and his show.
He either doesn't get traded, stays with the Browns, or gets traded, won't start.
No, he has to get traded or released because if he stays on the roster, they're going to push him over the cap.
Okay, so then he gets cut for the team and he will not play this season.
Yes. That's what everyone's waiting on.
And then they'll go out and get him.
Yes, Steelers.
Because he's not worth, like you said, sacrificing potential future prospects.
But you know what's going to happen? Someone's going to call and say, hey, we'll give you a sixth.
Fourth.
No, they're going to spitball low.
Aggressive, man.
Yes.
They're going to spitball low because you know, like, if you don't release them or trade them. You don't
get anything.
You're not going to get anything and you're going to lose them.
So might as well get.
That's why they traded Amari Cooper because they knew that they weren't going to be able to keep him. So might as well trade to the Browns for a six. At least we got a six.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen to Baker. Someone's going to spitball him. It will give you a seventh. Come on, man, give me a six. All right, fine. Fuck you. Here. We know each other.
I think Baker Mayfield is easily worth a fourth round pick.
Yeah, but no one's going to pay for it because they know the situation the Browns are in. Business, Baker. Why are you taking it so personal, man?
You think he will take it personal?
Oh, he is taking it personal.
Dude, if you go out and say I request a trade,
you're
public, and then they give you a bag of chips,
and then after you say no,
because you're like it really puts like, especially because all the recent quarterbacks that got traded for what they got traded, and you're gonna get traded for a bag of chips.
Look. I'll tell you this. I had it.
I put a fire behind his, under him.
Oh, man. I lost it. Like, I had a good, like, and maybe analogy or metaphor. Oh, man, I lost it.
He ain't even worth no peanuts.
Okay. I think. Okay. Browns go to talk to Deshaun. Baker puts a thank you Cleveland Browns letter on his Instagram and Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
Deshaun tells Cleveland, you're out. Baker says, the Browns publicly say, we're going to support Baker Mayfield, and he's going to, you know, take us to the Super Bowl. Baker says, no, the relationship has gone too sour, or like the relationship is too far broken.
So, okay.
Right? I'm telling you the timeline. I want a trade. The Browns said, we're not accommodating Baker's request. It's all fun and games until it comes to business, huh?
Yeah.
It's a business. You're dealing with millions and like the great,
he's gonna be
the infamous former president. Millions and billions and billions and millions of dollars.
Yes.
No one wants to be unemployed in the NFL, man.
Yeah, because they can easily lowball him, too.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wanted you, man. We're going to give you the same contract that we give players like Jacoby Brissett.
1 year.
1 or 2 years, only 10 mil or something like that. Instead of Lamar Jackson, is probably going to get 25 to 30.
Lamar is his own agent, so we'll see how that goes. He doesn't have an agent.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, I said my piece about Baker.
Okay. Okay.
But I swear, if there's any more news about Baker and, like, drama, I'm like, no.
I hope he gets cut and not played.
He's going to get cut. He's going to get picked up, but would be a starter. But that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Deuces.